I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. How to convert low-budget projects into high-ticket clients. That's what we're talking about today. And we're going to go through it in a systematic approach. So what we're going to talk about, first of all, we're going to figure out, is this going to be a client that you really want to work with after all? And if you determine that the answer is yes, then we're going to uncover the entire mindset behind, why is this a low-ticket client in the first place, and what can you do about it? So, how do you make that transformation? And so so that's what we're going to be doing, and that's the approach for today. And so let's start out by saying, hey, sometimes it's the case that low-ticket projects, they often can turn into awesome clients that you love to work with, but not every client is going to be your ideal client. So the first thing to try to figure out is, why is this a low budget project that you're working on? And so on November 13th, the lesson before, we talked about how to be affordable without attracting cheap clients. So, go back and listen to that session. You can go over to doublestack.net/blog and you'll see all of these replays there, and check out that lesson, because that will help you try to uncover the nature of the client. So you can avoid toxic clients and you can actually start working with the real clients that you want to be working with, and and doing it in a way that you're not setting yourself up to fail from, before the project even starts. So kind of just to do a quick recap, is this going to be a good client for you to work with? And so if you've checked out that lesson, or even if you haven't, here are a couple of things to try to figure out. Is the client serious, or are they just dabbling around? Are they just kind of, playing about with stuff, or are they actually serious and looking for some help? And, if you find out that they're actually serious clients, that's an awesome step in the right direction. The next thing to check out is, does the client offer something of value to their clients? And because that's going to be a really critical component to decide whether or not you want to work with this client in the first place. And if the answer is yes, they do something that you're interested in, or at least something that's very valuable for the clients that they're working with. And I'm not talking about necessarily valuable in terms of a high ticket value, but something that actually helps, right? It could be a local restaurant. It could be a dog kennel. It could be a dog trainer. It could be things that generally have low ticket prices on them, but people really want to have a good meal, right? And people really want to have a nice, safe, clean place to take their dogs if they need to, board them for a trip they're taking or something. So the point is, if it's somebody who's trying to do something stupid, then it's very difficult to really show up and do a good job working for people like that. And then another one is, the client going to be coachable? Meaning, are they stuck in their ways? Are they hard-headed? Are they just trying to force you to do something? Or are they open to your coaching and your expertise and your, the guidance that you're able to deliver because of your experience in your field? So that's a thing to consider when you're trying to set your standards for who you really want to be working with. And then on top of that, are they dependable and do they follow through? So what I'm doing right now is I'm kind of going through a list of my standards. If I'm going to be working with somebody, before I even talk about an offer or submit a proposal or really even entertain an actual, meeting to go over a project, these are some of the criteria that I go through in my mind to see, hey, am I setting myself up for success? Not just for me, but for them too. Is it going to be a good working relationship? Because I want to make sure that the people I'm working with are people who I can continue to work with for an ongoing period of time. And so if we're fighting about all kinds of, stuff right from the get-go, or we just have no connection, then, that's a disqualifying feature, because I'm not going to be able to show up and do my best work. If I'm not doing my best work, they're not getting the results that they need, and it just all falls apart. So what I'm doing is I'm kind of showing you a couple of the criteria that I use and that maybe you might want to apply to your business too when you're trying to figure out, is this the client that you actually want to pursue? And so another element on that is, are they dependable and do they follow through? So if you need something from them, are they going to show up and deliver, right? So even if it's something small, you need some credentials to log into, manage a domain name or something like that, or you want to make sure they're signing up for if they're going to go to a meeting, are they going to show up to the meeting on time, or are you just going to be waiting? Or if you have an email out to them, do they get back to you within a reasonable amount of time? So are they dependable and do they follow through? That's another big thing that's important to me. And then another one is, do they have a problem that's worth your time to solve? This is another really big point too, because not every problem is worth your time to solve. For example, my daughter has a piano teacher who needed to build a website, and she could absolutely do a perfect job for herself building a Wix website over the course of like a Saturday afternoon. She needed a couple of pages, maybe a contact form and her phone number so people could call her and see if they wanted to take piano lessons. She doesn't need a $3,000 or $5,000 website for that. And so, you know, does the client have a problem that is worth your time to solve? Or would it be better to say, hey, you know what? You know, I don't think really it's a good idea to, you know, to really work together on this because the problem is so small, you could really do it yourself. And here's how. And maybe you just give them some free advice and say, hey, you know, go into Squarespace or Wix and you'll easily be able to, you know, drag and drop your way to a website that's really going to pretty much be all you need. But if on the other hand, the client does have a situation where they really need to grow their business, they really need to ramp up their income, and they need to use their online presence to reach out and attract new clients, then, you know, it doesn't necessarily matter what field they're in. There's a ton of fields. It could be a landscaper, a local restaurant owner, somebody who does, you know, like motivational speaking, or a personal trainer, or a dietitian, or I mean, a custom home builder, or a lawyer. I mean, it could be any number of types of people out there that really need help. And the situation that they're in is they've got to get out there. They've got to find clients. They've got to get, you know, they really need to use stuff that you can do online to bring on more people. And they're really interested in working with you to do that. And that's what I mean when I say, do they have a problem that's worth your time to solve? Or can they, or is it more like my daughter's piano teacher who can just, you know, build her own website? And then what I'm doing here is I'm creating standards. So set your standards and stick to them. Because when you stick to your standards, you're going to find much more success than when you know that you shouldn't be working with someone, you know that it's a toxic client, but you accept them anyway because maybe you're desperate, you have to have work, whatever. And I know it's a hard thing to do, like especially when you're just starting out, you see a project, you see a potential lead, and you just want to go on and do it because you really need the work to get going. But what I'm telling you is if you put forth some forethought into who you want to work with up front, and then that will enable you to decide if it's going to be worth your time and worth your effort, or if it would be better to spend your energy looking for a different client to work with because of all the different things that we just went through. And again, there's a detailed lesson on this on November 13th. So you can go to doublestack.net/blog, you know, scroll on down to the lesson from November 13th, and it's called How to Be Affordable Without Attracting Cheap Clients. And we dive really deep into, you know, figuring out this whole, you know, setting your standards to attract the clients you want to work with. So now, having said that part, if you get through your list of standards and you really feel like, hey, you know, this client is going to be coachable and dependable, and they've got a problem that's worth my time to solve, and I want to work with them, and, you know, and so they've met your standards with regard to that, then let's see here. Little blip here in the network. So if all of that happens and you want to move forward, then the next question to say is, what, you know, why is this a low budget client right now? Like what's going on there? Like what's kind of going on behind the scenes to for this client to be looking for a low budget option? And if I think what you'll find is, like, if the client passes your standards as someone you want to be working with, then they're going to be very susceptible to being able to transform that low budget project into a high ticket, ongoing, recurring revenue, monthly retainer, perfect client. And so here's the thing. So what is the mindset of someone who's looking for a cheap website? So the first thing to think about is, like, why are they doing it? What is the mindset there? And what you're going to find is that the reason people are looking for cheap websites and cheap solutions and low budget, you know, web developers and things like that is because they don't have anybody they can trust. And so they don't feel like they can actually invest heavily in anybody because they don't really know who to invest in or how to do this. And so there's no trust there. And then on top of that, they're feeling overwhelmed. You know, the online marketing, digital marketing world, and all the different ways to build websites and all the social media stuff and, you know, email stuff and, you know, Facebook and Twitter, all the different things that you can do online. It's overwhelming to someone who doesn't run a digital marketing agency or web development business. If you're working with somebody who is like an electrician or whatever, you know, that's not their field. This is not their field of expertise. And so they feel overwhelmed. And when you feel overwhelmed, you're not in a mindset where you're really to invest a lot of money in something. And so you're just kind of, what can I do for a little bit? You know, just kind of test the waters to make sure you don't blow it and screw it all up and, you know, all of those things. So there's lack of trust. There's feeling overwhelmed. And then on top of that, they tend to be in this scarcity mindset, meaning that there are just so many other expenses going on. You know, there's like, you know, if you're just setting up an office perhaps, or you know, maybe like if you're, I was talking to somebody who was working on a dog training facility, like a kennel/training facility, and, they're getting employees and they're setting up a building and leasing space and all of these other expenses and, you know, branding and marketing materials and like print materials and flyers. And then the website's in the mix too. And so like, they're just spending all this money and they're like, there's so many other expenses. I can't put a whole lot of money into the website. And so there's this scarcity mindset. And so that's why the client is looking for this low budget solution, because they don't know what's going on. They don't know what to do. They're feeling overwhelmed. And so they're feeling kind of frugal, perhaps might be the best word. And so, but that's something that you can absolutely help with. And so, you know, another thing is like the reason that they're looking for this low budget solution is they don't have a vision for how their website is going to be profitable to them. So they just know, maybe they just know that, hey, I need a website. I know there's people looking for my types of services online. So I'll got to get out there somehow, right? So I got to get something going on, but I'm not connecting the dots between how my website's going to really bring in clients. Is it really going to work? Is it worth investing in? Should I put my money into something else? And so having no vision as to how things are going to unfold means that they're not going to invest a high ticket price into this uncertain vision. And again, you know, they're scared that their ideas aren't going to work. Like, you know, not necessarily their ideas for the whole business at large, but their idea for how they're going to promote their business online, because they don't have anybody helping them. They're trying to come up with their own request for proposals, so to speak. Or even if they're not actually coming up with their own list of things to do, oftentimes when web developers or WordPress developers meet with clients, they begin to ask questions like, you know, who's your target market and what do you want your website to do and what do you want the customer experience to be like and how many pages do you want? What's the navigation? And, you know, all of these questions. And the client doesn't know the answers to those questions. And so, and then of course, when you show up asking those questions, you're revealing that you don't really know the answer either. And so now there's no leadership there, right? There's no leadership when that is the type of scenario that you're walking your clients through. And because of that lack of leadership, the client has to rely upon their own plan. Of course, they're feeling very uncertain about that plan because they don't know what's going on. They've never done it before, perhaps. And they certainly have never done it at a large scale level, which is why they're looking for a low budget solution. And so that's the thing. So they're scared that whatever their plan is might not work. And so they don't want to invest a lot of money in it up front because it's uncertain. There's no certainty there. And when there's no certainty, you know, the investment really goes down. And then finally, they don't really know what they need. So on top of not really being sure that their plan is really going to succeed, the reason they don't know that is because they don't really know what they need. Like maybe they don't know about drip campaigns and sales funnels and you know, email marketing or e-commerce stuff, or, you know, what you can do to kind of streamline your booking process for getting calls booked, or whatever it is that their business needs as a result. They don't really know what they're looking for. They don't really know the details there. And so if you don't really know what you're looking for, then it's very difficult to be comfortable investing in a high ticket price for those things. And so consequently, by default, these clients just kind of fall back into a low budget solution. Like if you say, what's your budget? They're going to say $800 or something really small, when people like you and I know that nobody can do anything that's really going to make an impact for $800. I mean, you got to get up to 2,500, 3,000, 5,000, something like that before, you know, you're really going to start seeing the real impact that is going to come from the business. Because if you just build a website and launch it and nobody's helping to kind of fuel the tank or, you know, fuel the fire, whatever, then that's not really going to result in a meaningful impact for the client. They know it, we know it, everybody knows it. And if there's not going to be a big result, there's not going to be a big investment. And so that's why, you know, for all of those reasons, that's why people are really kind of, looking for a low budget solution, even if they're actually a high ticket client. And so kind of to draw out the points more, like take it into another field, another context. Like I can remember for a long time, like I played the guitar since I've been about 13 years old. And I can remember for years, like up until about maybe 6 or 7 years ago, I used to play a really cheap, like $500 guitar because I didn't really know anything about the actual guitars themselves. I was much more interested in like the music theory and the writing songs and all of this stuff. And so I was into the music more so than I was into the instrument. And so when I would go and, you know, go guitar shopping, I was buying cheap, like a couple of cheap guitars. I was like, you know, I didn't necessarily know like anything about, I played the acoustic guitar mostly and classical guitar on top of that. So, you know, there's different kinds of strings, there's, you know, different types of woods and different tonalities with the different types of guitars and all that stuff. And all of that was just over my head. I'd never really studied that or paid any attention to it. And so I just would say, hey, you know, I don't really know what I want. I'll just get a cheap guitar. And if I somehow feel like my skills are exceeding the ability of the guitar to, you know, to pull it off or whatever, then maybe at that point I'll upgrade later. But if somebody had come alongside and said, hey, you know, based on the type of music that you're playing and the tonality of your voice, if you're going to be singing along and if you're going to be in a band, you know, like certain, you know, if they start leading me into the type of guitar that I really need, I could have said, hey, I'll just jump. Like if you spend like $1,500 on a guitar, you can get a really, really nice guitar. Now, obviously, you can spend more than that if you want. But like that $1,500 price point, that'll get you into a really nice guitar. But instead, you know, I was buying probably about $400 or $500 guitars. So if someone had just said, hey, save your money and just don't spend like $2,500 on $500 guitars, just spend $1,500 on a really nice guitar and be done with it, then I would have been much better off and I would have become what would have otherwise been like a high ticket client in the world of guitars. And the same thing goes for like tennis. I used to play a lot of tennis. And if someone had come up to me and said, here's your style, you know, if you go to the net and you do a lot of volleying, there's rackets for that. If you're on the baseline and you know, there's rackets for that to kind of get more momentum behind the shot. You know, if you need a powerful serve, you know, there's different ways to weight the racket. And if somebody had talked to me and led me to the tennis racket that I really needed, I would have been a better tennis player. I would have been a better, faster, and I would have actually saved money in the long run by not having to buy a bunch of different stuff to test it out before I figured out on my own what the real answer, what the real solution was. And the same thing applies to what we're talking about here with these websites. Is like if you're able to lead your clients into the actual solution that's really going to work for them, it's much they're going to be much more susceptible to saying yes because all the issues that were really causing them to pull back, you know, like feeling alone and feeling overwhelmed and running out of resources and not having a vision for success and feeling scared and timid about making these investments, all of those things go away because you are there showing up with leadership, showing up with integrity, showing up in a way that actually causes them to get a higher level of success than they could pull off on their own. And that's why they're working with you. That's the whole point. That's why it's different working with you from everyone else. This is how you rise above the crowd. This is how you separate from the pack, whatever you want to call it. This is how you distinguish yourself from all of the other competition because nobody else is showing up like this. Everyone else is showing up saying, tell me what to do, tell me what you want, and then I can show up and do a really good job implementing what you say, but I'm not the kind of person that's really going to help you figure out, you know, what kind of guitar you need or what kind of tennis racket you need. But you tell me what kind of guitar you want and I'll show you the best one. You know, it might be like a subtle difference, but it makes all the difference. Because the bottom line is the client doesn't know how to get the results that you can deliver. So that's why you have to show up with leadership. That's the point of the integrity and the authority and the expertise. That's the whole point. And when you're showing up like that, that's a high value service. That's a high ticket, high value service. It's premium service that commands premium rates. And so here's the thing. So once you get past that point, how do you figure out, like, how do you dive into, you know, the relationship side of working with your clients? And so, you know, here's what I'll give you. I'll give you just a quick insight into like, I don't know what you call it, maybe human psychology, something like that. So let me give you just a quick insight into that. So there's, it's what I call, if you want to get to know something, you have to know who WHO they are. So it's a little quick acronym to help you figure out and how to learn how to listen with more empathy and with you know, for really what's going on, to really peel back the layers and get to the truth of the situation. The WHO thing. So the W stands for what are they actually saying? So first level, listen to the words that they're saying, because words mean something and they're trying to communicate something to you. And so right on the surface, listen to what they're talking about. Like, listen to the face value of the words, right? But then the H is how are they saying it? I mean, how many times has somebody said, well, it's not what you said, it's how you said it. And so the how you said it part is a really important aspect of the conversation too. So that's where you begin to read into things like body language and you know, are they feeling, maybe they're saying words that don't sound stressed out, but their body language looks really stressed out. Or maybe they're saying things like they know what they want, but their body language is suggesting they're really confused and they're in a state of anxiety and they don't really know what's going on. So, you know, so pay attention to the H of how somebody is saying something. So we've got the W is what people are saying, the H is how you said it, and then the O stands for origins. And that means, like, where are they coming from? Like, what is their background? What is their history? Have they had a major problem in the past and that's causing an issue? Are they, you know, brand new to what they're working on? Like, what is the history behind what they're saying? So not just what they're saying, not just how they're saying it, but where are they coming from in their past to arrive at what they're talking about right now? And so, for example, like I know a friend of mine, when we first met, you know, we're all parents and everything. And he was like really, really protective over his children. And it was a situation where like he wouldn't let his children ever out of his sight. And like, you know, we live in a relatively, you know, we live in this like 15 acre like land here, like everybody's house is like a bunch of acres. And so, so it's not like in the middle of the city with tons of people running around in danger. But even at that, he was like, well, I'm not going to let my children outside unless I'm there with them. And so, and then, you know, there's very rigid schedules behind, you know, how, you know, what time to eat and what time to wake up and when there's going to be a snack time. And, you know, all of these different things, really, really much more protective and rigid structure. And I remember thinking to myself, that is a strange thing. I wonder why there's not a little bit more freedom and a little bit more liberty there with their scheduling and with the way that, you know, the permission level, you know, like give the kids a little bit more freedom to do stuff. And then, you know what I realized after we had known each other for a couple of years, it came out that his first child actually died. He had a baby that died and at a young age. And so that's what I'm talking about with the origin, because you might be thinking that, you know, what they're saying and how they're saying it, maybe it doesn't really add up. But then when you realize, hey, you know what, where they're coming from is like this, you know, he had a huge problem. I mean, that's a tragedy, really, really sad. I'm kind of getting a little bit emotional thinking about it right now. But the point is, that when you realize, hey, you know, that person has a situation where, you know, if I had that happen to me, I wouldn't want my kids out of my sight again. We're having dinner now. We're waking up now. I'd want to be there to do everything I can to prevent that from happening another time. And so that's what I'm talking about when it comes to origins. It's like, if you can hear what people are saying, you can listen to the way that they're saying it, but you can't really get a full understanding of where they're coming from and what they're talking about and what they really mean if you don't have an understanding of where they're coming from, of the origins. And so that's what I'm talking about when you get to know somebody, get to know who they are and really try to listen to what they're saying so that you can really come along and help. And again, the point that I'm making with how to do all of this in the context of your business is, you're not out there trying to just sell stuff to people that people don't want. That's not the point at all. What you're really trying to do is you're trying to come alongside them and serve. It's not selling, it's serving. And when you show up like that, and like we talked about on Tuesday, when you show up with a kind of attitude where you're really trying to understand what somebody needs and you're really trying to help and you really have that external focus, you're not thinking about yourself, you're not thinking about what am I going to do, you know, how, you know, am I going to do this right, do I have the right sales pitch down, am I saying the right words, am I, you know, with all that focus shining on you, that's why it feels so uncomfortable to get out there and interact with clients. But when you shift the light and you shine it on your clients, and you really want to get to know who they are and what they're talking about and how you can help and all of those types of things. And you're coming alongside and thinking, you know, I've got some skills, I've got some expertise, my heart is to really help. When you have that sort of a mindset that you start with, it's very difficult to feel scared or to feel, uncomfortable or apprehensive. And instead, what you end up doing is you feel excited. Whatever used to be fear turns into excitement because you're thinking about all of the wonderful potential that could happen once you are able to actually help. So fear and excitement are really closely related things. And if you don't believe it, just go to Busch Gardens or something and ride a roller coaster, and you'll see that fear and excitement can sometimes be almost interchangeable. But in the context of going out and getting clients, the fear comes in because you've got this heightened state of arousal. You're like, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to do something. But you begin to focus on yourself and all of the stuff that might go wrong. But if you turn that around and you focus on the people that you're serving and what might go right, I think you're going to find that fear instantly changes into excitement. So just tell yourself, when you're about to go into a networking meeting, or you're about to give a presentation, or you're about to make a phone call to a client, just say, I am excited about this. I think you're going to find that just those three words make a really big difference in the way that you view what you're doing and the way that you feel about it. Much more so than if you're feeling like fearful about something and you just try to calm yourself down, like do some deep breathing, or you try to take yourself from this really heightened state of you're breathing fast or whatever, and then try to calm yourself down. That's a much bigger shift than trying to shift, to continue to be amped up about it, but instead of being amped up for what might go wrong, be amped up for what is going to go right. And that's the fear to excitement shift. And that's what I'm talking about when it comes to, getting out there and, connecting in with clients, seeing how you can serve, seeing how you can help. And this is the real key to, how do you convert these low budget clients into high ticket clients that you're working with on an ongoing basis. And so the way I want to wrap this up is, once you kind of get through the situation where you've listened to what they need, you've gone through the WHO process, right? You listen to what they're saying, how they're saying it, and where they're coming from, and you really feel like you can help, then go ahead and develop a long-term solution. Make an offer that is really going to make an impact for you and for their business, right? So it makes an impact for their business because you know what you can do to help. And of course, that long-term relationship with that monthly retainer, that's going to really be helpful for you. So you're setting yourself up to be able to succeed and to do your best work and to be able to deliver the kind of results that your clients really are crying out for, which they're not going to be getting if they're, if somebody just throws up a quick website and then just leaves it at that, or if they just build their own website and then ignore it after they finish building it. The website's really not going to generate, much success if nobody's doing anything with it. So go ahead and develop a long-term solution and put a lot of thought into that, because big results, like if you're going to get big results for a client, big changes are necessary. And we talked about that too. I believe it was last Thursday, November 29th, we talked about how, if you want big results, you're going to have big changes. So that's another one. So go back over to doublestack.net/blog. You can kind of scroll down and see the big results require big changes lesson. And that we really dive into what that means. But in the context of what we're talking about here, go ahead and, make a long-term solution, a long-term offer where you're going to be there on an ongoing basis to really help your clients get the results from their online presence. And you're going to be there helping them, guiding them, and showing up with leadership to do that. And then after that, you're going to be, you're not going to be a drain, is what I'm saying. It's like when you set things up in that way, you don't drain out the resources. You don't really agitate the scarcity mindset of your clients. And instead, you do quite the opposite and you become a blessing. You become somebody who's actually contributing in a beneficial way to their business. You're giving them ideas they've never had before. You're bringing in new clients, new leads, new contacts. You're increasing their revenue because of what you're doing. All of those types of things are the opposite from being a drain. And that's how you really set yourself up to succeed. And it absolutely works. And so just to kind of at the end, the way I wanted to kind of wrap up the day is, I'm working with someone right now in the DoubleStack program, and we're going through this exact thing. And I won't say any names. I'm not going to, reveal anyone's private information, but I will say this as an example. before, you know, it was the Thursday before Thanksgiving, we had our, we do coaching. So the way that the Double Stack program works is in addition to giving you all the resources so you know how to do like both the tech stack and the business development stack, we actually work together one-on-one. And so that means we have weekly calls on Thursdays. And then, you know, we work together by, like, if you're working on a proposal, like I'm about to talk about, you know, send it over to me before you share it with your clients. And so I'm going to teach you a methodology for writing proposals so that you can really draw on your clients. You're not overwhelming them with a bunch of technical stuff. And instead, you actually have a system in place to really draw people in with, you know, with an awesome offer. So I'll show you how all that works. And here is the outcome. The outcome is this. So, you know, one of the people that I'm working with, she calls me up and says, hey, you know, I got this lead from a client and it was like this, it was like a $200 hot fix, right? So I think it was that the slider on the homepage had broken images or something. I can't remember exactly what the detail was, but it's some kind of a technical thing. And, you know, the client had like this $200 budget to get it fixed. And so she calls me up and says, hey, Lee, you know, I think there's an opportunity here. What can we do? And so so I literally spent like 5 hours working on a proposal with her. And, you know, we were going back and forth, email, whatever. You know, she went through the lesson on how to do the proposal. She sent it to me. You know, I put some extra stuff in there, sent it back to her. We went back and forth and I literally spent like 4 or 5 hours on it. But at the end of that, it was this a really nice proposal with a good offer that really offered the serving mindset that we just talked about. And that client, that $200 hot fix, one-time payment client, she calls me on Thursday, the week before Thanksgiving, and she says, hey, you know that project we worked on, that $200 hot fix turned into a $10,000 per year contract. So not only was it a massive upgrade, but it's also annual income. And so that's what I'm talking about. This stuff absolutely works. This is what happens. It is absolutely the case that there are people out there that have low budget projects and they turn into high value clients. And this is how it works. And so if this is the kind of thing that you're interested in doing and you want to get some more insight into how you can do this with your clients and your business and the skills that you want to bring to the table, then that's where I can help. So if you want to talk about this, head on over to doublestack.net/call and you'll see my calendar on there and we can book a time to work together. We'll get on the phone for 45 minutes. And you can just tell me all about it. Tell me about your clients, what's working, what's not working. And you know, where do you want to be? Like what do you want to be doing? What kind of clients do you want to be working with? And then we'll put together a step-by-step plan on how to get there. And then after the call, if you want to work with me and implementing all of that, and you want to work on proposals together and the content on your website and how you define who your market is and how you get your pricing straight and how you actually get these monthly retainers and not just for like WordPress maintenance, but like for stuff that really matters. If that's stuff that you want my help implementing into your business, we can totally talk about that too. But if not, that's perfectly fine as well. But either way, wouldn't it be a good idea to just to get pointed in the right direction and really get some, you know, get a plan in place for how you can actually set yourself up to succeed, to give yourself a business structure that you can scale to, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 per month consistently without having to chase clients all the time and without having to just burn yourself out working for rates that are way lower than you know what you're really worth, but you're feeling kind of anxious about raising your pricing because you're scared you're going to price yourself out of the market. And instead, why not show up with leadership like we just talked about and, you know, authority and expertise and integrity and offer to lead your clients into a level of success that they wouldn't be able to achieve on their own. And that's why your service is a premium service. So if that's the kind of business that you want to have, and again, I know that this isn't for everybody. Like, you know, there's some people out there that, you know, that their mindset is, I just want to sell $1,000 websites to as many people as I can as fast as possible. And if that's you, then, you know, this sort of situation isn't for you. But if you're the kind of person where you really want to be doing the kind of stuff we talked about right now today, and you're feeling like you're kind of stuck as to how to do it, like you want to get those retainers, you want to set yourself up with a business that gives you the opportunity to do your best work. And that will, of course, give you the opportunity to drive the best results for your clients, but you're feeling like you don't really have a vision for how to get there. That's where we can talk about that. So head over to doublestack.net/call and you'll see my calendar. You pick a time that works great for you. And then we'll get on the phone for 45 minutes and we'll work this stuff out. And again, if you want to work with me after that, that is an opportunity that we can talk about. If you don't, that's still totally fine too. But the point is, you know, I know that there's a lot of people out there that are really struggling to, you know, be able to stay in business because the pricing is just going down. Like I literally talked to somebody last week who said that she was taking like overflow work from an agency and she got a call and said that she was making $50 an hour and now she can only charge $40 an hour because the agency just had to lower the pricing. And so all that is to say, if that's something that's that you want to avoid and instead you want to start working like this, head over to doublestack.net/call and book a time and we'll talk and get all that sorted out. So awesome. That's what I got for today. High five to everybody. Boop. And go ahead and leave a comment if this is something that's been resonating with you. And we will talk again next week. All right, guys. Thanks so much. And see you soon.